Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now we're going to change direction and do another call-in. This one is explicitly political. Now, before I even lay out the question, if you had to guess, who do you think would be President Trump's competition for most unpopular politician in New York State? Tick, tock, tick, tock. Time's up. If you guessed Mayor Bill de Blasio, you were right. According to the Siena College Research Institute poll released on Monday, President Trump is actually better liked than Mayor Bill de Blasio statewide. Now, I realize this is not a poll of New York City where Bill de Blasio is actually mayor. This is statewide, so it includes a lot of counties upstate where Trump won. But of course, he didn't win the state overall. New York was clearly a blue state in 2016. And yet, here are some of those numbers. Among the registered voters statewide who responded to the poll, 34% had a favorable opinion of Mr. Trump. Not very good. But only 29% had a favorable opinion of Mr. de Blasio. Yikes. And so he was just about as underwater when you put the positives and the negatives together. I don't want to confuse you with too many numbers, but he's about as underwater as Trump statewide in New York State, with, to keep it as simple as possible, 34% favorable opinion of Trump in New York State, 29% favorable opinion of de Blasio. And according to a recent New York Times piece, the mayor has become more unpopular since declaring his 2020 presidential candidacy. So here's my question. People ask me this sometimes who don't get it. When they hear de Blasio being knocked so much of the time in the media and by their friends, walking around, and people say, I hate that guy. Well, not everybody does, obviously. He got elected by a landslide twice. If you don't like, if you don't have a favorable impression of Mayor de Blasio, why is it for you? He gets it from the left. He gets it from the right. This is not to defend him. The point of this call-in segment is not to defend him or criticize him. It's to try to clarify. And I'll tell you behind the scenes that another journalist asked me, said, you talk to the mayor all the time. What? She said, I don't always get why people don't like de Blasio. Sometimes even people who like his policies say they don't like the guy. So what is it for you if you don't like de Blasio? And so this is not a poll on like, don't like. This is if you don't like de Blasio. Can you even put your finger on why? Because we think a lot of people can't. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Now, one thing that I will point out from the recent Quinnipiac poll, which was of people just in the city, is the racial divide cannot be ignored. We can't have this conversation without talking about race, right? So when the media in general say, oh, my goodness, Mayor de Blasio's approval rating is only 43% in New York City. Well, yeah, but it's 31% among whites and 66% approval among black New Yorkers. So talk about a racial divide. You know, it is big in New York City. So anyway, If you don't like Bill de Blasio, can you even put your finger on why? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with a question on the table. Why don't you have a favorable impression of Mayor Bill de Blasio if you don't? And again, I just want to really be clear that this comes out of my curiosity and a fellow journalist's curiosity over the fact that it seems like when people say that, sometimes they have trouble putting their finger on why. So this is not to support Bill de Blasio. This is not to rip Bill de Blasio with some of the calls that are going to come in. This is to try to answer a question. One of my own relatives, I'm not going to out which relative, one of my own relatives said to me a few weeks ago, all my neighbors hate de Blasio. Can you tell me why people hate de Blasio so much? And the answer, of course, is ask your neighbors. But to this relative of mine, it was a puzzle. And they couldn't put their finger on whether they liked him or didn't like him. And there seems to be a lot of that out there. Desiree in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Desiree.
Hi, Brian. I think for me, I know that I voted for him every time, but I've slowly developed a disliking for him. And I think it's because even when he's on your show on Fridays, I always get the impression that he's making excuses, trying to sweep things under the rug. And it gets really irritating after a while. And it seems like his first inclination is always to defend himself as opposed to maybe taking ownership when there's a problem and dealing with it. And for me, that gets irritating.
Thank you very much. Carrie in Greenwich Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I have to back Desiree up on this, that I find that on your show, he does a lot of temporizing and prevaricating and also gets very homiletic. And I don't like the way he lectures you, you know, when you ask him a question and he denies it. Of course, I would vote for him against Trump any day of the week, but I also don't understand why he's running for the presidency.
Carrie, thank you very much. Cheryl from Buffalo, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, great fan, love your show, etc. Basic fact, I'm neutral on the guy, but the fact is that he's from New York City, and upstate doesn't like downstate. I mean, not a little. I mean, it's an automatic no.
But was it the same with Bloomberg or Giuliani or how far back you want to go?
I can go back forever. It wouldn't make much difference. He's one of the few people. Giuliani, I don't think, was known very well until he started to prance around on the national stage. Bloomberg, we knew. And I don't think he was disliked, maybe because he wasn't originally from New York City. He didn't seem a New York City guy. He seemed an ambitious guy who did well. But he didn't seem New York.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Cassius in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cassius.
Hey, Brian. There's so many real substantial reasons to dislike him. I mean, I've been calling into your show for years talking about it's been real obvious to me he's been in the pocket of big real estate since the get-go with his mayoralty, and he's allowed the city to become so warped and changed for the worse because of luxury development and hyper development, and so many small businesses have been totally lost. You know, they're gone for all eternity because he's obviously being paid off by big real estate.
I don't know. This is maybe one of the problems for any New York City mayor. I'm curious what you thought about Mayor Bloomberg, but de Blasio's unpopularity, to the extent that he's unpopular, comes from both left and right. So you and I think the last few callers who are on, except the one from Buffalo, probably come more from the left and find him not consistent enough in his progressive values for you. Then there are all those people who don't like him on the right. Like he won the four boroughs except Staten Island. And, you know, et cetera. And that also would read with the racial divide. If 30% of whites but more than 60% of blacks approve of the job that he's doing. So there's a right. I'm just doing a little analysis here and then you can respond. There's people on the right who think de Blasio is too far to the left, and there's people on the left like you who think for a guy who says, I'm such a big progressive, isn't consistently progressive.
Yeah, yeah. He's, you know, admittedly, he's done some good progressive things here and there, some like smaller, medium-sized things. But in general, he's been way...
Are they smaller? He would say that these are not smaller, medium-sized things. That universal pre-K now becoming a model for the nation. A lot of other presidential hopefuls are running on it. Ending stop and frisk while having crime go down to historic levels.
The truth is, crime hasn't gone down. You know, now we have basically, the citizen app, and I live in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn. I just know from my own experience and also reading the media, just the free media, radio and the tabloids and the New York Times, that crime has not gone down. There's something that they're doing with the numbers to make it look like crime is going down.
Well, certainly until last year when it ticked up just a little bit, the murder rate was going down is the easiest one to measure, and I think in fairness, most other violent crimes. But Cassius, gotcha. Keep calling us. Linda in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. There's so many reasons I dislike de Blasio coming more or less from the left. First of all, I think he's a hypocrite, the whole Jonah Rechnitz in the Orthodox community. He takes money
that's a real
like
estate,
everyone else.
Real estate donations.
Exactly. Two, I think this whole thing of running for president is emblematic of who he is. He doesn't really care about New York. It was all about a stepping stone. I think it's delusional that he thinks he can get the Democratic nomination and or presidency. It's completely insane. So wasting time, money, when he should be here working in New York for us really disgusts me. And then from the get-go, I totally see why he and Cuomo would have major problems, but he should have been working to work with him to do things for New York instead of trying to make it a big, I'm so progressive political tirade against Cuomo. Cuomo has his problems, but they could have done some things if they tried to work together. And it wasn't all on Cuomo.
You know, you remind me of something else I wanted to say in this segment in the original framing, and I forgot, which is that Cuomo, Schumer, and Gillibrand all have net favorable ratings statewide, and they are also liberal Democrats, but de Blasio doesn't. What do you think is the difference there?
I think de Blasio honestly comes across as a hypocrite and self-interested. He does not come across about someone who really cares. And I think from the get-go, being mayor was simply a stepping stone. And I think that's transparent to everyone. All mornings at the gym, not going to meetings. I mean, if you look at his record, he is the biggest do-nothing mayor we've had in a very long time.
Linda, thank you. We'll do one more. Sarah in Manhattan. No, how about, let's do Julia in Brooklyn. Only because she told our screener she's a psychologist, which might be totally unfair to the mayor. But Julia, you're not going to analyze the mayor, right?
Hello,
or maybe
Brian,
you are.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
I am not going to analyze the mayor. When I listen to him on your show, I'm struck by two things. This tone of defensiveness about people questioning policies or decisions he's making. And then I'm also struck by this constant tone of almost irritation at the process of talking to people who call in. And I realized when I was reflecting on it, it creates in me a feeling of irritation and impatience with him. And I think aside from all the political positions and disagreements people may have with him, it's that sense of feeling irritated with him. And I think it comes from the sense that he makes listeners feel that he's irritated.
So
you used a word once that I thought clarified it for me. You said he comes across as a scold. And I thought, that's right. And I don't like being scolded.
How would you compare along those lines Cuomo? Because people could say, you know, in all these conflicts that de Blasio has had with Cuomo, supporters of de Blasio say, Cuomo, he's so magisterial, you know, de Blasio is at least arguing his position, even if he's lecturing and mansplaining us sometimes, but Cuomo is so imperious, and yet he's more popular. People don't seem to object to his style as much.
I think that sometimes Cuomo comes across as truly passionate about a position he's taken, and passionate because he truly believes it's the best alternative. And yes, he comes across as a magisterial, as you said, but I think there also comes across a certain passion that people can respect, maybe even if they don't agree with him.
Julia, thank you so much for your call. And all right, well, there we go. Thanks to all of you who called in on why you don't like Bill de Blasio. And obviously includes a lot of people who voted for him. And again, we're not doing this for me to defend the mayor, even though I was asking devil's advocate questions, obviously. We're not doing this as gratuitously to rip the mayor. It's just out there. Like, the guy got elected by a landslide, but alone among the big liberal Democrats in New York, he gets unfavorable ratings, statewide, even citywide. So we put a little meat on those bones. Thanks for your calls. We will talk to the mayor himself about issues on tomorrow's show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come today.